Actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is, really? Then they label me a sin when a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in.
Welcome back to the Black Is 10-minute break. We are here again with Miss Shayna Michelle, Miss Jay Lewis, and Mr. Tash Mosley. And tonight's topic is the label of black on business. Now, I'm going to start the conversation off by saying part of the reason why I put this on our list of topics tonight is that the site, our magazine, is called Black Is. Mm-hmm. So I unequivocally give it that title for a reason. Mm-hmm. But I can't lie. People have different responses to it. Mm-hmm. There are folk like you that readily embrace it. There are other people, other my folks, that get real tense mm-hmm. the moment I tell them this is a magazine dedicated to the black experience and unearthing new black artistry and new black business, even and old ones, mm-hmm. and shining right. the light on them.
Mm-hmm. Confused Negroes.
And some folks get really, really scared. And I've even approached some black business owners with the intention of wanting to interview them.
And profile their
business. Mm-hmm. them. And the moment I give them the name, mm-hmm. you know, I get a little tink.
Right.
A little tink. You know, they don't just down and out diss me, but it's a little, I don't know about that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I wonder why is it that this word, which, I mean, there is no one definition to it, I don't think. Mm. Why does it scare folks? Why does it place a stigma, especially when it comes to people's businesses? And got you. I understand folks feel like they will be pigeonholed. Mm. But what is wrong with having that as part of your label? Because there was a time post the LA riots, mm-hmm. where if you had a black owned business,
you were safe.
Hello. And what was in your window? A little card yep.
that said black owned yep. business. That's right.
And we held on to that with pride. That's and it right. didn't mean that we turned away white dollars or Hispanic dollars, Asian dollars. We take, you know, whoever's going to come and support us. But what's wrong with that? I don't think any other culture seems to have that issue. You go to any other part of town where it's a predominant group of people, mm-hmm. we can't even read the signs because it's in their language. And I don't think they have an issue having that label. This is a Korean business. Mm-hmm. This is a Hispanic business. You know, like, what's going on there?
Talk a lot of double consciousness, a lot of confused black folk. And it's, I understand it, actually. And I think that
Me
you
too.
Have to be smart mm-hmm. about certain businesses. You don't want to, I mean, sometimes your product or whatever you're offering is about marketing and how you brand your company. And you do need to be smart about making sure you're not known exclusively as black. Because mm-hmm. having worked in Borders at one point in time, you know, they have the African American literary section right after the regular literature. And I've watched yeah. white people, Asian, Latinos, scan all the major literature books, scan them. And once they get to the African American section, it's like, ding, like an old typewriter. They head right back to see what else they missed. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to exclude. And think about how many white people don't turn into BET because they assume
right.
there's nothing on there for them.
Right.
But see, and so when you have sorry. Something, when you have something listed as black in a very strong statement, there is a bit of, is this, does that mean I'm branding my company as such? And I think it takes a confident person to be like, hell yeah, free publicity. I want the community over here mm-hmm. At my shop, my clothing store, my restaurant, my truck, whatever it is. But still realize that they can brand themselves so that they're not exclusively black.
Mm-hmm. Right, because to me, the magazine itself is not exclusively black as far as readership.
Right.
I have white friends who openly read Black Is because it's for their knowledge.
But
their
do they read it because they're your friend or because they would naturally read anything? I see. I don't think they would naturally read anything.
I agree.
You might. You have a point. You have a point. But see, when I look at it on the flip, now when you
that was Wayne that agreed. By the way, he jumped in.
That was John.
John. Sorry.
John Bird has joined the conversation. Like, but see, to me, I don't. I honestly don't think it's fair for us to do that to ourselves when we drop that label. When you mention books specifically, somebody who is just interested in the overall literary canon is not going to have a choice but to look at all the literature on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so why is it just because certain people have an issue with it that we say we can't do it? You know what I'm saying? Just because they don't want to tap into it, that's they're bad.
No, but then it's
certain,
not.
Certain publishers, just real quick, you know, certain publishers like Chinua Achebe, he wouldn't have his book in the African American section because people wouldn't find it if it was there. So,
and also because he's African, they have an issue with being labeled African American.
But Toni Morrison, guess they put her in both.
She's in both,
but she's mainstream.
Yeah, but certain mainstream authors like Chester Himes, never in the African American section. He's in only in the mystery fiction because a lot of white people don't know he's black.
Right,
you know, so
right.
I mean, Walter but Walter Mosley was in the African American section. So he'll it's kind of weird. Yeah, he would be in both, but
both. It's almost like we want to hide though, like it's not a good thing.
No, we want to make money. That's what it all boils down to.
It's capitalism.
All about money.
Okay.
But and that's, if I were an author, the last thing I would want is my book in the black section. Because like you said, people will walk right past the black section and they'll never see your book.
But that's assuming that anything labeled black can't make money. And we can look at the foundation of this country and see damn near everything black makes money. It may not all be the good money, but we make money.
Yeah.
We make money. What is
it's like,
one?
Like Sickly Cat, for instance. Like that, and you know, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm written by black people.
Right.
And I would not, I make a conscious effort not to have too many black articles back to back.
Okay.
Because, you know, advertisers shy away from that.
Right.
And they feel like our demographic is very like homogenous and nobody else is going to want to see our stuff.
Okay.
They don't look at us as the most intellectual people in the world.
That was where I was getting ready to go in terms of, you know, once upon a time, business did not necessarily want to fall anywhere near the black lines, because if you were dealing with someone in black business, you were dealing with someone who was subpar in some kind of way. If you went into the black business, you weren't going to get treated in the same way that you would have been treated, say, in another venue. And black business has become pejorative until we figured out that black dollars actually flow quite a bit in terms of our economics.
But not into black products.
But not, you're absolutely right. So if you say black business, then all of a sudden you're subpar. You're like, I'm not going to get the same kind of experience that I would if I was interacting or transacting with someone other than a black business owner. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but look at Essence. Now that they have a white editor, they're on top now. I like them now.
I can't stand you.
But does it not legitimize? Right. That's I was just getting ready to say. Does not that particular presence legitimize it as soon as?
Not to me.
Well, I mean, once upon a time, even in Essence, right? Remember the proud lady, right? When we had certain advertisements that said this is 100% black owned, and we was like, yeah, right on. My fist is up in the air for this, because that means not only am I able to maintain a cultural resonance, I'm making some money too.
And that there's something about letting it go. Like the moment we accept that we're subpar and others aren't going to accept us because of that label, we give them the power to dictate that.
Good point.
What it makes me think about when just in this moment where John was saying, you know, black people have economic power, but it doesn't go towards black products. I think about this documentary I saw about black hair care and hair care products. And at the fact that most of the hair care products that we all spend money have not been created by black people, but are used solely by black people. Mm-hmm. And like the 3% that is still owned and operated by black folks, they'll tell you, they say, well, once upon a time, these were owned by black people, but because of that money, somebody offered them a check.
That's right.
And they were like, fine, here's the recipe. And now the Koreans have a lock on that business. We can't even get in.
We sure can't.
We can't even get in. There's like one black owned beauty supply in all of LA proper. Mm-hmm. Trina's, shout out to Trina's on Venice over by World on Wheels. That's the only brother that's holding it down. And he told me he can't get in. When he tries to get the new products, the Koreans will lie to him and tell him, oh, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. And they'll have it on the shelves, but they want to keep him down. They won't let him in. There was also an article in the paper about all of these liquor stores being sold by the Koreans in the inner city, and that they were only selling to their own people. Even though they're in black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods, if some of us come together, pull our money and say, hey, we want to buy this business that's been in the neighborhood for the last 30 years, they're not selling to us. Mm-hmm. So we give other people our power by allowing them to define us for ourselves, well, by telling us that we're subpar.
Hearing all these points has brought home something for me, is that the reason why calling something black-owned is a stigma is essentially because black consumers aren't really that smart. And I hate to be very patronizing, but it's because saying you're black-owned is somehow tending to black consumers, but you have a consumership that like spends conspicuously,
right? This
that
is,
doesn't that will still go to a liquor store right. regardless of what who owns it.
Right,
and so it really has no value because black consumers have no value.
Which is what John was trying to say. Huh?
So it's our overall lack of consciousness.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. Which is something that I think we definitely need to put, you know, center stage. We do need to be more responsible and more conscientious about how we spend our money and what it looks like to own a black business, or at least be a black business owner, right? That's a, you know what I mean when I say that? So,
yeah, it's twofold though. It's not just because we have to find a way to reach ourselves. So we want to market to ourselves.
Right.
But we also want to market to the rest of the larger demographic who might be turned off by something that is branded as black.
Yeah, because white folks are still racist.
Yeah. I mean, and it's even more than that. I mean, do we really go out and look for stuff that is Korean owned? Like, do we search it out?
A Jewish owned deli, I'll tell you that. I kid you not.
Yeah, but for the most part, we're not looking out for...
I do know some black women who won't get their nails done by anybody but a Korean.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
Right.
But... man trap. Right.
Tip on nail.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just from, you know...
some folks only use Latino house cleaning services. I mean,
true, you're right, Tash. You're right.
We used to have a company, A28 Entertainment. We were very successful for a while.
Right.
Back when entertainment was booming, we were making music videos, commercials, everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But 100% of our projects were black.
Wow.
You know, and we try to go out for a different, you know,
right,
Christina Aguilera or something, and didn't have a shot.
Right.
You
right,
know what I mean? We just didn't have a shot at anything but black projects.
Is
because
it because of your resume? Because they would see
everything
you've
done. They would see all of our black projects. They would see our reel, which had nothing but black people in it.
Well,
they'd see all that
honestly,
stuff, and
can
they
I play,
didn't give us a shot
can
for
I play devil's
else.
Advocate here? Then it was incumbent upon you to convince one of your artists to shoot a video that was different in tone so you could have something that looked like it was a Maxwell video.
With a black person in it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, Maxwell videos, there's certain people who have videos, and regardless the artistry of the video, whether it's Kanye West or...
it's more palatable.
And,
yeah, you got a good point.
The production company... What you were selling was that it was probably one note. I'm all being talking.
No, let's finish your point.
I mean, what they were seeing was that it was all one note, and so you should have just like, you know, nudged your clients to shoot something differently, like a concept, like, yo, here's the treatment. It's gonna be hot, and have it be a completely, like, it could be a Fiona Apple video, and people say, oh, you know what? I think I can give him to branch out into this other genre or whatever.
Yeah, but it's an uphill battle.
Right.
Oh God!
That's why I try not to brand any other endeavor that I have as black anymore.
Okay,
you confused even though a Negro.
Because then my question, John, what do you think about our publication overall? Because it does have that label.
You know, and I love the articles. I pulled from some of the articles, but I think that you're going to have a hard time with standardized advertising.
I agree.
You're going to have a hard time.
But it will be a place for black-owned products and businesses. Like, we will be there for them all day long. So let me shout it out. Mix Chicks, holla at me.
right.
Jindai Jewelry, holla at me. Carol's Daughter, holler at me.
Right.
We have a platform for you. Because I feel like sometimes those people, they don't get the space that they should have.
I agree.
Stars, holler at Kim.
Star. Here go Taz. Strippers on the mic. We talking about black issues.
Right, exactly. We're
thinking about champagne.
Right.
Down anyway. To the gutter.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I just think that it's our demographic. It's hard to say because Source is a black owned and
it
has a lot of crossover because but entertainment is a whole another beast.
I was just gonna say that. I mean. can we say, I mean, can we be specific and say that it's not necessary? I mean, I think about entertainment from a more universal standpoint.
What
you
happened
know what
to
I
Black
mean?
Planet?
Black well, Planet still exists.
MySpace.
MySpace is exactly what happened to Black Planet.
Exactly,
you're right.
Though,
but absolutely
it was a
right.
niche market. And
you're right. It
they
was.
Got, when you had something that incorporated everybody, it pulled Black people as well, which killed Black
but
Planet.
But this is but what
everybody
I'm saying.
On Black
not
Planet
Black
wasn't
Planet's
Black.
True.
That's just it. Everybody
is,
on yeah, Black Planet
I mean,
wasn't
we're talking
Black.
Like 99%.
This is true. But geared toward a Black audience means that as a Black person, as a consumer, I'm going to get some of those personalized things that I may not necessarily get if I go to Joe or Jane mainstream. That's the first thing. But anytime we want to bridge the gap and we start talking about making money, you definitely have to have the conversation about what is it going to look like when we present this. Is going to be all chocolatey and smooth.
Yeah, the imagery is very important.
You know, exactly.
There's only one Black company that's not entertainment that has an avid white customer base that I can think of, and it's Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Absolutely. Good. You know what? And you've got a very good point. You've got a very
and
good point.
Half of it has become their branding, like they're a novelty. Like it was
exactly.
mentioned. Exactly. It was
right.
mentioned
right.
enough.
It's a
right.
novelty.
But you know, it's actually, it was a novelty, but at this point, you go into the Pico and La Brea Roscoe at any time of any day, like
yeah, it's
Sunday
not
after
bad
church.
To be a novelty, but we have to admit
but no,
that's
but
not
there's,
be,
there's
you know,
half the people in there
they're...
aren't Black. They're
that's
the
right.
other half are Latino and white, especially
and folks
that,
travel,
and travel
to go
there's
to
one
Roscoe's.
In Hollywood too. They have
that's
one
right.
in Hollywood.
Food is good. That's different.
So like, so maybe if you're presenting a product that's good and strong, then the overall label shouldn't matter. People are
that's
gonna,
how I feel about it.
Yeah, mm. people are gonna embrace it because it's something that's solid and, mm. And it becomes reputable over time. That's how I feel about it. Because my point is to showcase that Black is not this one thing. I think our society has made Black be this one. It's urban, mm-hmm. it's ghetto, mm-hmm. it's hip hop, it's hood, it's dark. That's all it is.
Right.
And the Black experience is a wide, wide range of things from you know from color. From
right,
one thing
right.
to people's various backgrounds. You talk about the Afro-Latino groups, the
right.
Afro-Asian groups.
Right.
I mean, there are so many people that could fall under that label, and I think we have a tendency to accept the fact that it's just this one thing.
Yeah, but it's so inconsistent in terms of success for Black branded products. I mean,
right.
we had one example, Roscoe's.
Right.
And they stood out so much because there's no other examples out there of Black branded other than like Source magazine.
Right.
All of hip hop music, I mean the
yeah,
predominant
because,
buyers for hip hop are
yeah,
you know,
because, I mean you could go back into the history
yeah, yeah.
of
mm-hmm.
Black entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
We were Stephen Fetch, we were the Steamboat
mm-hmm.
Willies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mainstream society is already comfortable with Black entertainers because we were exploited
mm-hmm.
as such.
Oh yes.
So outside that, you know, do we really see it? No, I don't think so.
I mean, and the other thing is that let's not pretend that our, you know, yuppie, I don't even know if that's a term that's even used anymore. Okay, sorry. Postmodern, I don't know. You know, the chicken and waffle appetite that may have been based in a Black cultural instance or, you know, if something that we as a people enjoyed, now that's something that other people's palates have enjoyed, and that's part of the reason why they're successful too, because I can guarantee you, if you had a friend and you was like, we're going to get chicken and waffles and they weren't Black, they'd be looking at you like, you gonna do what? You gonna eat what for breakfast? Until they went with us to Roscoe's, and then all of a sudden that product, that brand became such an acceptable, I can appropriate that. I can have chicken and waffles on my palate as a white person that works in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I love your white voice, by the way.
You like it? You like it?
You nailed it.
But I'm just saying. But am I not saying something that's true? Because I can guarantee you, if there was something that was hip and cool, for example, I don't even know, this might be divergent a little bit. I had a chance to see Snoop Dogg and his family on The View, right? But the video that they showed before that is the one with the white chick. I don't even know her name now.
True Blood, Sookie.
Sookie Stackhouse, the old Sookie video?
No. This is a newer one. This is a newer one where Snoop...
Katy Perry.
Is that her? Yeah. Okay, all right.
California Girls.
Right, and I'm like, look at Snoop. He's such a palatable brand now. He's so hip and he's so cool until white folks want to... Come on, Snoop, get in my car, Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Snoop, your brand is an acceptable brand now because white folks' palates have become what? They've become attuned to it. Right.
We even had an article on the site about the fact that Snoop's brand, as controversial as it's been to the elders in our community.
Oh, yes.
The fact that he's still cripping.
Oh, hard as he know how.
HBO has even found a place for Snoop's brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's something that everybody had to kind of adjust to over time. And the thing is, I completely understand your point, John. Completely respect it. I love Sickly Cat. I guess for me personally, this ends up being, I guess, my one woman crusade. And anybody who wants to jump on the bandwagon with me, I feel like we as a people are prone to giving up who we are and our culture very easily because other people look down on it.
Right. True.
And in a minute, it won't exist.
I like that, Kim.
I like it too.
Just in a minute, it won't exist. It's black, it won't exist. It'll just be this whole big multicultural everything.
Right. But it'll just be hip hop.
Right. We'll just be hip hop. We'll just be urban. And I don't think other groups are asked as much and as often to compromise themselves. And especially in this country, as much money as you motherfuckers have made off of our backs and our blood, I'll be damned if you take it away
again,
from me.
I didn't hear you.
And I'm going to tell you,
my mama's listening.
Right, exactly. And I'm going to tell you, part of the reason for that, we didn't get a chance to really get into this the last time. Part of that has to do with the fact that we do not have a galvanizing mother tongue. I bet you if black people spoke a separate language from our Asian and Latino counterparts,
we
might be having a very different conversation right now.
True. Yeah. I agree 100%.
Oh, yeah. I love you for that, John, since we've been at it all day. I love it.
Should we all, swear right here to pick up Swahili?
Let's just start. Yeah, exactly.
Now I feel like the sellout.
Not at all, brother. Not at all.
No, you're doing
your thing. Not at all.
The fact that you support what we do and other things, that's where you give back. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Amen.
And see, some of those folks who you talking to with advertising, just point them in our direction. You might also want to look at this site.
Another jewel.
This black ass site.
Let me tell you straight up, dude, because, you know, I've been everywhere. So Music Mogul, that was the last project I worked on with Rodney Jerkins.
Okay.
And
wow.
That, I mean, we straight up, they told us hands down, I mean, that our advertising dollars were like 1/4 of what they would be if our site wasn't branded as an urban
site.
Wait. But
they told us this.
Here's the flip.
They said your site is too black, so we had to pull Rodney Jerkins off of the site.
Okay, because
we put Jason Kennedy on the site because our site was too black.
It was too black.
Now here's the flip. Here's where it's different. If you got a black site that's all sitting around talking shit, you'll get advertising dollars all day.
Right. Like, media takeout.
Right, YBF. Hello, Natasha was on the cover of Black Enterprise for making $2 million last year. That was all.
She made $2
million. She made
$2
million. That's all advertising dollars. So if it's a black site focused to bagging on black people and putting all of our dirty laundry out there, then the advertising dollars come in
That's
hand over fist.
Because we're stupid consumers. And we will consume the junk.
That bull.
We will consume the stuff that's at the liquor store. We will consume the disposable products.
And other people will consume us acting like a fool, too.
Yes,
like a Soulja Boy.
Right. Oh.
You know, you sit up and coon and dance. And I mean, not the dance and the scooning, but I mean, seriously, you hear his song?
Yes.
That one
Pretty
song
Boy
is
Sweat?
No. That's the way
he says it. It sounds just like the other one he made.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
Popped up out the bed.
Yeah, did it, baby. That's the one.
Took a look in the mirror, said, what's up?
Imagine you know all these lyrics.
That is my cut. That's a motivational cut. Mind you, I ain't listened to the rest of the lyrics, but I promise you, listen to the spiritual element in that song.
Oh, come
this
on.
Is why we in the predicament.
The bed, right, turn my swag
right
on,
can't agree
took a look
on nothing.
In the mirror, said what's up.
Can't get on the same page.
Get money.
Hold on, y'all. Shayna, you're trying to make a point.
I think with the site and what you're trying to do, I think it's a good thing. I think we definitely need it out there. I think that there are some sites out there that are pretty good, but I think we just need more.
I agree.
And we need to put it out there. It's not going to happen on television. It's easier to do it online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with
true.
The way things are going now. So,
and I think how we're doing it by supporting one another, mm-hmm. that helps.
I agree.
That helps.
Another great Black site is the Dating Rotation.
It's really?
A Black lady that runs that site. It's really good.
I didn't know that. See, that's like another that thing we got to talk about.
DatingRotation.com.
Check that one out. Okay. Also, go to The Root, people. The Root is the business.
The Griot. Griot.
Yeah. Oh, The Griot. Yes, definitely The Griot. Yeah.
No, go some ahead. Of the I writers on The Root I have
you have some issue with.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's
they're
okay.
a little too Tea Party for me.
Are they too Tea Party?
I feel where he's coming from. Well, by all means, check out Sickly Cat and don't ever pass up blackisonline.com. We love y'all.
Whoa,
let me tell you about blackness. Grits and cornbread. How can you act this? I exist on a